Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and welcome to today's devotional for September 7th, 2018, which also coincides with my latest In Sharon's Heart blog post. The devotionals are to increase your faith and confidence because at one time I didn't have either. And I want to encourage others that the Lord God will work in our lives when we have a relationship with Him. So stay encouraged and stay inspired. Here's today's devotional, which is titled, Walk in Your Truth. But before we get into today's message, there are two new developments within Sharon's Heart I want to share with you. And the first is my free FaithWorks webinar I created for those who may need help with their self-confidence, self-esteem, self-image, and faith. As some of you know, a few years back, I struggled with my confidence and my faith. So I created the webinar to help others. You can click on the link in the show notes to access the FaithWorks webinar. It will really bless you. And the next is Anchor now has a way for you to support the In Sharon's Heart podcast. And that is, you can now give a monthly donation of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. For those of you who want to support the podcast, the button is on the podcast profile page. Thank you for your support. Okay, let's get started with today's devotional, which again is titled, Walk in Your Truth. Do you know God accepts you for you? I'm not saying He created you or I to live any way we choose. No, I mean God made each of us to walk in His ways, His light. And when we do that, we are acceptable and pleasing to Him. So we have to choose wisely. He created us to be true to His creation, which was made new in us when we decided to give our lives to Him through salvation. So, do you know your walk with Him isn't in vain, but it means something and God sees you? 2 Corinthians 5 talks about reconciliation, which is another way of saying God restored us to Him when He died on the cross for us. Yes, He restored us. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome on many levels. One being that since we were reconciled by God, we are now covered by His amazing grace, and we can tell others about it. Yes, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 20 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. That's 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 20. We have to stay true to the God who made us right with Him and to walk boldly in that truth. That doesn't mean we can just be any old body we want to be, though. It just means we are able to walk in who God called us to be and only who He called us to be, which are wonderful creations. So be encouraged in the Lord today as you stay in tune with who God called you to be and what He called you to do in this magnificent world. Yes, walk in that truth. Be encouraged, everybody. Be encouraged in the Lord.